Let us say a solemn prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 25. Sing hymn 25. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord. We will continue to discuss Psalms number 119. Let's continue to discuss Psalms number 119. So this is Torah Psalm devoted to God's Word. Let's continue to see this stanza or this section. Verses 137 to 144. Verses 137 to 144. Let us read through first. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and exceeding faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me because my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant love it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. So this is this stanza. We can see the Hebrew alphabet Sada. We can see the Hebrew alphabet Sada. So in this stanza section, we want to give this theme: the Lord and His laws are righteous. The Lord and His laws are righteous. God is righteous. Let's see 137 verses 137. Righteous are you, O Lord. Righteous are you, O Lord. Let's see verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. So here we can see, God is righteous. The Lord God is righteous. Righteous are you, O Lord. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. So God is righteous. And then, since God is righteous, His law, His word is also righteous. Let's see verse 137, lower part. And upright are your judgments. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. So we can see God's judgment is upright. And then verse 142b, your law is truth. So God's law, God's word is truth. Verse 144, the upper part. Verse 144, the upper part. Your testimonies are righteous forever. So here we can see how God's law is righteous. God is righteous, so His law is also righteous. Upright are your judgment. Your law is truth. Your testimonies are righteous forever. So here we can see the Lord God and His laws, His word are righteous. So what are the demands of this righteous God? What are the demands of this righteous God? Let's see verse 138. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and exceeding faithfulness. Testimonies reflect God's character. So God's character is righteousness. So God is a righteous God. And then exceeding faithfulness. So God is also a faithful God, a trustworthy God. So His word is also trustworthy. Trustworthy. So the demand of God, this righteous God, is that His people should obey His command. Like here, says, you have commanded your testimonies in righteousness. So God commanded His people. This is His demand. God demand His people to obey His word. And then also to trust. Since God's word is also faithful and trustworthy, so God demand the people also to trust in His words. So this is the demand of God. God demand His people to obey, to trust His words. So the Lord and His law are righteous. And then let us see what is the effect of what is the effect of God's word? Let's see 140. Your word or your promises, your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant love it. God's word is very pure or here mean refined. So God's word contains nothing worthless or useless. It is very precious, very valuable, useful. So here, your word is very pure, very refined. God's word contains nothing worthless or useless. It is very precious. It is very useful. So what is the effect of God's word? Here, your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant love it. So what are the effects? It will enable righteousness. It will enable righteousness. Let's see verse 144. Verse 144. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. So your testimonies are that reflect God's character. Your testimonies are righteous forever. God is righteous. His word is righteous. His promises are true. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. That I may live. So we can see the effect of God's word. God's word that is very pure. Why the servant love it? Because we can see the effect of God's word, it enables righteousness. Firstly, righteousness, of course, salvation, life, eternity. Give me understanding that I may live. So it will enable righteousness, enable a person to obtain salvation, eternal life. And then God's word is righteousness. It enables righteousness. That is to say, allow a person, guide a person in his life. Allow a person to continue to live. Why? Based upon moral, ethical righteousness. God's word is holy, just good. God's word is holy, just and good. It is also a basis of godliness. It is godliness. It enables godliness. It is good for instruction in righteousness. It teaches to live. Teach a person to live soberly, righteously, godly. So God's word of righteousness teach a person to live soberly, righteously, and godly. So it will enable righteousness, how a person should walk, should practice God's word that is righteous. So we can see the effect of God's word that is righteous. It will enable righteousness, life, and also moral, ethically, righteousness. And then let's continue to see. The psalmist, he was oppressed. Let us see the psalmist respond to being the oppressor, the oppressed and the oppressor. Let's see verse 139. My zeal has consumed me because my adversary have forgotten your words. So he is one devoted to the word of the Lord, but then the adversaries have forgotten your words. And then he continue to be devoted to the word, continue to teach, to share the word, how this zeal for him has consumed him. Because he continued to witness the adversaries disregard God's word. So his zeal has consumed him because the adversary has forgotten your words. And then verse 141, I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. So he is weak in comparison to those oppressors. I'm small and being despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Let's see, verse 143. Trouble, anguish have come upon me, yet your commandments are my delight. So he find God's commandment to be his delight in this time of trouble and anguish. So we can see the psalmist, he was being oppressed and his response to the oppressor. But no matter what, he believed that God will deliver because the Lord and his law are righteous. God is righteous. God will vindicate. So the Lord in his righteousness will deliver him. So verse 140, your word is very pure. Your word, your promise is very pure. Therefore, your servant love it. So he believed that God is righteous, will vindicate, will deliver. So here, this section, we can see the Lord and his laws are righteous. Therefore, then today, God demands us to obey, to trust in this Lord and his word that is righteous. It enables salvation and it enables moral, ethical righteousness. Let's continue the next section, verse 145 to 152. Let us see verses 145 to 152. Let us read through. I cry with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cry to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your words. My eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Of all I have known from your testimonies, that you have founded them forever. So here, this stanza, this section, we can see the Hebrew alphabet, kof. Here, we give this theme, God's word is true. God's word or God's promises is true. Let's see verse 151, the lower part. Verse 151, lower part. All your commandments are truth. So God's word, God promises, God's commandment is true. It is truth. Verse 152, the lower part. You have founded them forever. We can see, God's word is sure. It is certain. It is unchanging. You have founded them forever. So God's word, God's promises is true. It is sure. It is certain. It is unchanging. Here we can see as the psalm draws to a close. So this psalm is drawing to a close. Prayer for deliverance become more dominant. The psalmist cries out to the Lord to save. He believes that God is faithful to his promises, his word. His promises of deliverance is true. Therefore, as we drawing near to the close of this Psalms number 119, we can see prayer for deliverance becomes more dominant. And here, the psalmist cries out to the Lord to save. He believes that God is faithful to his promises. His promise of deliverance is true. So God's word is true. It is unchanging. It is sure. It is certain. Let us see the psalmist, how he devoted to God's word. We see the psalmist, how he devoted to God's word. Let's see verse 152. 152. Of old, I have known your testimonies. So since young, he has known God's testimonies that also reflect God's character. So he has known God's word and God, therefore he was so devoted to God's word. Of old, I've known your testimonies. And then verse 145, lower part, I will observe your statutes. So he will observe God's statutes. And then let's see verse 146, lower part, I shall keep your testimonies. So he will observe God's testimonies. Verse 147, lower part, I wait for your words. I wait for your promises. So he hoped, he waited for God's promises, God's word. And then verse 148, lower part, I meditate on your word, your promises. So he meditated on God's word, God's promises. So here we can see the psalmist, how he was devoted to the word of the Lord. How he was devoted. We can see, of old, he has known God's word from young. And then how he observed God's statutes. And then how he keep God's word. How he wait upon God's promises and word. How he meditate on God's word, God's promises. So we can see his devotion. But what was his situation? His situation. Verse 150. Verse 150. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. The psalmist was so devoted to the word. But then, here we can see the enemy, the adversaries, they are far from your law. They disregard God's law. And then what they do? Those who follow after wickedness or draw near. So they are drawing near to this psalmist to harm, to oppress this psalmist. This was his situation. Let us see his prayer. His prayer. Verse 145 to 149. Verse 145 to 149. So here we can see his prayer. I cry out with my heart, answer me, O Lord. So he cried out to the Lord with all his heart, answer me. And then verse 146, I cry to you, save me. So he cried to the Lord, save me, save me. He cried to the Lord with all his heart. Verse 147, I rise before dawn and cry for help. So rising early in the morning, before even dawn, so he rise before dawn to cry for help. And then to wait upon God's word, to hope upon God's promises. And then verse 148, my eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on your word. So even in the night watches, how he meditate upon your word. Here, mention about the night watches. The Jews, they have three watches during at night. there are three watches during at night. That's to say sunset to 10 p.m. Sunset to 10 p.m. the first watch. The second watch 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. the second watch. The third watch is from 2 a.m. to sunrise. 2 a.m. to sunrise. So we can see here that his eyes anticipate the night watches. So during these three night watches, the beginning of three night watches, how he was also awake. He anticipated, he meditated on God's word, God's promises. Let's see verse 149. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Yeah, so here he called upon the Lord to save him. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. So here we can see his prayer to the Lord. He asked the Lord to revive him, to strengthen him, so that he can also continue to be faithfully devoted to God's word. So we can see his prayer. But we can also see his faith, his belief, his hope. Let's see verse 150. Those who draw near after wickedness, those who follow after wickedness or draw near. So the enemy is near. But then let us see verse 151. You are near, O Lord. However, God is nearer. God is nearer. Verse 150 to 152. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Of all I have known from your testimony that you have founded them forever. So, enemy is near. However, God is nearer. So, according to God's character, his mercy, his loving kindness, so God will deliver. So, he believer, God will deliver. So, God's word, God promises is true, unchanging, sure and certain. So, his faith, his belief, his hope, even though enemy is near, however, God is nearer. So God will deliver in his loving kindness, mercy. Here we can see God's word promises is true. So today we must believe, we must trust. We give thanks to our Lord. We will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi gidi 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 gid
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family, author, we end here tonight. Peace be to all. Amen.